Okay, since everyone is here, let's begin. Good evening, everyone. Hi, my name is Jenny. I am the academic assistant and I will be facilitating the academic committee meeting. Before we begin, this is a reminder to everyone that the meeting is being recorded and please make sure to state your name before speaking. However, members of the public, you do not need to state your name if you choose not to. With that said, let's begin. Today is Thursday, September 2nd, 2021, and we are meeting for the regular MPS Academic Committee meeting. Ms. Gonzalez, can you please call the Academic Committee meeting to order?
Welcome, everyone. Good evening, and thank you for taking time out from your evening this evening. It is now 6:31 on 9/2/21, and we are now bringing our academic meeting to order.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and take roll. Ms. Barubias?
Here.
Thank you. And Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Thank you. Next, we are moving on to public comments. As a reminder, public comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker or 6 minutes if the translation is needed. Is there anyone on the line that would like to provide any public comments? No? Okay. Oh, I will do that. Sorry. I said no public comments, and we'll move on to the next item, which is approval of the agenda. I am just.
Jenny, will you share your screen, or you want me to share my screen?
I was going to do that, but if can you please do that for me?
Sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Sorry, I was getting a little flustered. Okay. Can someone make a motion to approve the agenda as presented? Oh, there's the agenda. There we go.
I make the motion.
Thank you, Sandra.
And I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. I'll go ahead and take this. Ms. Covarrubias.
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Thank you. And the agenda has been approved as presented. And next is a dedicated time for any announcements from the CEO and superintendent and any of the committee members. Alfredo, do you have any comments before we move on, or committee members?
Well, first of all, good evening, Magnolia board members, Sandra, Diane, Magnolia staff, family, and community. It's nice to be together again. It's been a while. All I have to say is that we have quite a bit to present. So I look forward to the dialogue and the discussion and the questions. So nothing else to add at this moment. And I will turn it back over to you, Jenny.
Thank you. The next item is the approval of the minutes from the regular academic committee meeting that took place on May 20th, 2021. Can anyone make a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes from the May 2021 meeting.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. I'll go ahead and take votes. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion to approve the minutes from the regular academic committee meeting from May 20th, 2021 has passed. Before we move forward to the next item, is there anyone in the public that would like to make a comment? If not, we are moving on to section two, discussion items. Please note that since 2A and 2B are discussion items, there are no actions to be taken. And the first item in this section is the academic department updates presented by Mr. Ajar.
Yes, thank you, Jenny. Good evening, board members, colleagues, public. This is Erdinç Ajar, Chief Academic Officer. So tonight, as Jenny said, we don't have any action items, but updates for you. Presenting tonight is my team, the academic team and the accountability team. We actually put some slides together to give you some updates, and we'll be talking about school openings, upcoming events. The ADA update is part of our CEO metric as well. And then you'll hear from our directors and coordinators. We'll be available to answer any of your questions after the presentation. So with that, we are very excited that now we have all of our schools opened in person. And most recently, our school in San Diego, Magnolia Science Academy San Diego, joined us on Monday with in-person instruction. We have pictures from them as well, but this item was submitted before they opened. So, so you see some of the school opening pictures from our schools. Just want to give you the feeling how it felt in the classrooms with the kids present in the classes. A few pictures from our school, Santa Ana. Obviously, you know, well-decorated classrooms. Students are being careful with social distancing and mask requirements. This is a few classroom pictures from our schools in Bell, Magnolia Science Academy, Bell, as well as our school in relocated to Pio Pico campus, Magnolia Science Academy 6. And you have the school pictures here, Pio Pico Pride, co-located now with the middle school over there, doing very well. And then picture here, students line up on the first day of school for our campus in Carson, Magnolia Science Academy 3. After 16 months with some joy, with some planning, guidance, preparations, we're very excited. We finished almost 3 weeks with some of our schools. We are moving into the progress report season. We are providing the high quality education in person, in addition to in the independent study program that we have in place. So that requires lots of preps, and we shared some of those preparations with you in terms of our summer symposium and meetings with school sites, getting them ready, updating schedules, the resources, our single sign-on programs, the new programs that we have in place, the Infinite Campus, the SIS, that is in place as well. We do have quite a few new people in our schools, different than the past years. We've seen high number of new staff, and some of them are additions to our teaching force. Some are reshuffled. So in my department, I shared a few changes in, and then you'll hear from them. We have Mr. Gray, our college career readiness and teacher on special assignment coordinator. I am transitioning my director of student, and happy to announce here as well that Jason Hernandez, the principal of MSA 8 here, he's waving and joining. So his official date is September 7th, right after the Labor Day weekend, joining to my department. So these are a few changes. We have Dr. Lopez transition to our CXO position. Similarly, in our school sites, we have new principals in principals roles, new administrators, deans, as well as new teachers. So we're being very careful in terms of transitioning these people to new roles, providing the necessary support, the guidance, you know, handing over the responsibility, as well as working on new programs for these people, for them to be successful during the year. So we're being mindful in that area. So that's in terms of our academic department and school support at the school side as well, having the mentors and support programs in place. So that's in-person instruction mostly. A new piece we've been sharing with you, and you've been approving our new protocols, policies regarding independent study as part of the Assembly Bill 130, AB 130, we are required to provide alternative options for our parents with vulnerable populations. The independent study program, the structure and the requirements changed, and we adopted the policy. With that, started enrolling our families and students to our programs. Currently, we have the 226 number has been updated. We're about 230 right now with those students across 10 campuses, with San Diego starting as well. So that required a blend of independent study programs in place, addressing specific needs of our student populations. As we know, we are serving elementary grade level students, middle school and high school, and each grade band has different requirements and requires different resources and design of programs. So we have actually five different independent study programs in our schools. So that requires you know, support, guides, protocols, agreements, trackers. So we've been very busy, and it's been you know, unprecedented this year, that we spent quite some time on this, developing those and training people, providing the necessary supports and discussions around that. So that, happy proud that all of our independent study programs now up and running, with San Diego starting theirs as well with a small number. We have a course provider, online course provider, which is a board approved course provider, Ingenuity. And quite a big portion of our students are taking advantage of that program as a long-term independent study program. This vendor, our partner, is providing two different programs. One, a course access, digital course access, and in that our teachers are the teacher of record and providing the grading and monitoring and progress with supervising teachers. And the next version of it that fully run by Ingenuity teachers. So the instruction and pacing and instructional services provided by our vendor. So with that, we train our folks as well, and we're monitoring the progress. The next step with independent study programs are that we wanna make sure they are effective. So with the protocols and guides, we are monitoring the progress and ready to support our students and families in case they need extra attention. So that's independent study program. The other big area is professional development going on. So, you know, with new programs reopening and some of the initiatives at the school and organization level, we are providing the necessary trainings and workshops. And And then we're actually getting for our next symposium, which is on September 17th. You are all invited. This is going to be virtual though. It was a difficult decision. We held our summer symposium in person, but with the data, with the Delta variants of the virus and we have seen the effectiveness of virtual trainings, we decided to hold our fall symposium virtually. We'll have two focus areas in this symposium. One is going to be continuation of our summer and year-long area, which is culture responsive schools, culture responsive teaching, increasing our competence and understanding. The other is professional learning communities. We are about to partner with one of the leading organizations, Solution 3, as our professional development provider for this upcoming PD in alignment with our new programs. As you know, we have increased schooling, school days, about 5 days for most of our schools. And with that, increased teacher collaboration and communication time as well, with minimum Wednesday options. So during those times, our teachers will be sharing best practices, learning with each other, analyzing student outcome with this new concept, not new concept, but actually reintroduced concept, professional learning communities. So we are going to increase our competency on that. So we've onboarded, I believe, about eight new TOSA, teacher on special assignment, teacher leaders on board. They are going to lead our department level coordinations across the organization in the same subject area. We are very excited with that. And a new program, the IXL program, being implemented in all of our schools. This is a support program, enrichment program, remediation program. We are having quite few users of this program, and we've been using it since summer. So that implementation trainings are going on at each school site. So quickly, upcoming events in the upcoming months and weeks. We've already started our NWA fall assessments and MAP assessments. Schools are making progress. We're having back to school nights coming. Up next is progress reports. Looking into that with our new SIS, Students Information System. And then with that comes parents and conferences, shared our ideas for September 17 fall symposium already. Our seniors will be having their college applications postmarked by November 1st, and our counselors and our coordinator Will is working on that, making sure all of our seniors are applying to the colleges that they wish to go. We're working on our GATE program revisions. We've made quite a few times and made some revisions. And some of that will come as part of our policy change to your attention in the upcoming months as well. The CIF sports programs are, they kickstarted in our schools. With the new sports guides and such, we are being careful and making sure the health and safety is in first place. Our schools are still working in providing those programs in the fall and spring, and we'll be reporting on that too as well in the upcoming meetings. Our STEAM Expo is coming back as communicated. org-wide. It's going to be on May 7th, and it's going to be most likely at Long Beach Convention Center. We're about to finalize that as well. And I mentioned our focus on NIF teachers, NIF Staff Academy. That's a project as an academic team we're working to develop for this and upcoming years. With that, I'll call the accountability team to the stage. We are going to talk about average daily attendance, and that's in comparison to previous years. That's quite a few, quite challenging few weeks for us. So we want to provide the right context to understand this as well. But the challenge of starting after 16 months, the uncertainty with the parents, whether they should start in person or with distance learning. The distance learning itself, came with challenging with attendance as well, because we're not tracking them with our current SAS system. So there are different trackers and such. So we'll hear from Lydia and we'll provide more context on that. Lydia?
Hi, good evening, board members, Magnolia family and staff and community. So I just want to preface this portion of it just to say that these are very early and preliminary numbers, just like Mr. Ajar mentioned. We are still collecting independent study marks, verifying attendances, and so these are early numbers. So I just wanted to preface this section by saying that. So this first table is showing the average daily attendance percentages for all of our schools. The attendance that's shown here is for the first 2 weeks of school. Most of our schools were able to verify absences for the first 2 weeks of school. San Diego just began. So at the time I created this, I did not have data. They are at 97% today. However, that number is a little high because they are still verifying attendances again. And the overall MPS ADA percentage is at 88%. This section does not include any sort of independent study completion marks because we're still working through the process of determining those marks who has earned attendance through the independent study programs. So this information does not include independent study marks. You can go to the next slide. Okay, just to give a side-by-side comparison of what our attendance normally looks like, we've included the P2 ADA from last year, and then our attendance rates for the first 2 weeks of school. So these are what the numbers were looking like at that time. And as you can see, the second table has pretty high numbers. Those were the numbers when we generated the slide. At this point, I think we have different numbers, and I believe they I didn't have a link to this screen, but we are probably between 5 and 10% lower in our ADA than we normally are, and so that's the difference. With checking in with the office managers, we only had two schools that have actually entered independent study completion marks, and all the rest haven't done that yet. So our numbers are very, very early, very, very preliminary. Can we go to the next slide here? Okay. Oh, okay, this is also an older slide.
We can still present in the same numbers. You can give a verbal update on your slides, but the independent study participation is, depending, based on that number 230, here 225, you can see the distribution and the percentage in relation to the total enrollment. Obviously the total enrollment changed as well since we submitted this in the system. The the percentage that we are monitoring here is not to exceed 20%. You know, if we exceed 20% in any school, then that school becomes actually a non-traditional school in terms of providing the education opportunities. So we are not there. We are about 6% org wide. Okay. And we have some schools with highest independent study participation, you know, MSA 4, our high school, you know, all high school grade levels in MSA 4 now. And it's typical for high schoolers to go, especially juniors, 11th graders, they do have higher numbers. And our school, MSA 3, with the highest number, not the percent, the highest number, and with high numbers enrollments schools, we do have higher numbers as well as expected. I mean, this obviously the independent study is different than distance learning, and before getting people and staff, students and families into the program, you know, our folks spend some time in explaining, you know, what the new learning modality will look like in, you know, under independent study, because you know, we really want in this model that students are truly independent, working. You know, there are live checks, daily live check-ins, and weekly sync sessions. Of instruction, but the structure of the program is designed in a way that students are actually more in charge of what they are learning with this new independent study. So that required explanations, you know, calling parents and understanding what we are offering. Lydia, anything else to add on this one?
Well, one of the additional data items that we have is for long-term independent study across all of our Magnolia schools, we are at 179. And then the short-term number is at 56. So that's how that's being divided.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, going back to ADA numbers, you know, more context to add these low percentage, you know, as compared to the previous years, is the testing piece that, you know, it's required in our co-located sites, MSA 3, you know, 4 and 6 and MSA 8. We are following LAUSD, you know, guidance in testing. So, you know, we actually started, you know, about a week before then LAUSD. And with the testing programs at you know, LAUSD not being fully functional, that threw off some of the enrollment and ADA. So we had kids coming to the campus without negative results of their vaccination or testing status. So that required them to, you know, wait a few more days, get tested. You know, having that program up and running has been challenging. Our teams have been extra mindful and communicating with LAUSD with that. Now it's getting better, but we're still not quite there. So we're still in the pandemic with the you know, Delta variants. Now we see the effects in our schools that students are, you know, their results are coming positive and they're being put out of school in quarantine. And we call those students as in short-term independent study, not long-term independent study. And then when that happens, they're not marked present, you know, unless we have the independent study agreement in place and we start providing the resources. And collecting and reporting in our system, so that's a quite challenging task. not to speak about adults being positive and missing the school, that's another challenge, but the effect on ADA of the short-term independent study as well as long-term independent study will be a huge thing for this school year. And we already foresee the financial implications coming in terms of funding in our schools. So I know that, you know, other districts and charter schools are going through the same challenge, and there are conversations at the Department of Education and state and legislation level. We've been asked to provide feedback on that independent study programs. I just received a survey from CDE on that. So we are communicating our challenges, and this is going to be just another challenging school year with the effects of pandemic. So with that, I think I'm going to pause here and give the board and public to give, you know, ask any questions, because we don't want to lose traction on this. I'll turn it over back to Jenny for questions.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the public that would like to make a comment before we move on?
Hi, Jenny. This is David, Chief Accountable Officer. Oh, academic committee members, this also covers the agenda number 2 on the agenda.
2B.
Progress update on CO metric number 8, ADA rate. We embedded it in here in these slides, so we covered the agenda here as well.
Anything else? If not, we can move forward.
Board members, if any questions so far?
Mr. Carr?
Yes.
Any feedback on PO Pico with our presence there?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question? You broke for a second.
Any feedback from PO yes. Pico with yeah, our presence?
Yes, PO Pico, yes, it's going quite well actually in our in the campus PO Pico, because this campus, the principal and the staff, and the staff presented in our board meeting as well, and we're quite welcome in the campus. So we're pretty appreciative to the status at this point. Our classrooms are strategically intermingled with the current local teachers. You know, we have nice classrooms. LAUSC is providing the furniture resources. The principals, both principals, Mr. Choi and the co-located principals, are communicating quite often. The enrollment is not as high there, but we have met actually our targeted enrollment in terms of the budget and such. Teachers happy, some new teachers. Students are happy being in the classroom. You know, a big campus with lots of facilities in terms of sports and other opportunities. Not sure if Mr. Choi is here, but it's going quite well over there in the new campus. Other team members, if you want to add anything on this.
Add to that. This is Tracy Lewin, the director of math programs. I got to visit the school site, and I have never seen our staff as happy as they were when I went to the site visit. Every single one of them is ecstatic to be at the new site. They love the new facility, and they are just really working hard to give the students, welcoming them back to the classroom, as well as just making it their new home. So it was really a nice thing to see their excitement and their happiness at the new site.
Thank you. Good.
Thank you, Tracy.
Good to hear that. Appreciate that feedback. And if the principals are listening, thank you for your welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Any other questions from the board members? Okay. The next portion of this will be updates from our team members, academic team members. and they are going to highlight some of the events, happenings, and dealings at the school sites. I will start with Dr. Kalam.
Good evening, board and administrators and Magnolia colleagues and staff and stakeholders. I think we're only supposed to highlight three things. So I'm going to start with the fact that we are developing new procedures for identifying gifted and talented students. We're in the process of presenting and developing the proposals for that and presenting it to the administrative staff, and which would include the deans and the principals. And we plan to roll that out next year. So we're in the developmental stages of that. However, this year we are going full force with identifying our GATE students using the procedures that we have in place and making sure that everyone is on board with being very careful about what gifted and talented students bring to the table, what they look like, so that we don't miss kids that might be overlooked because they may have behaviors that we didn't expect, or that the teachers don't know our actual gifted characteristics. We're also onboarding Mr. Jason Hernandez, and I'm really excited about working with him. And not that I'm not going to miss working with Dr. Lopez, but I think that we, the three of us, are going to be able to do a lot of work in this transitioning year. And I think that's it for me. The rest is on there. It's just our day-to-day operations to keep everything afloat for our most needy students.
Thank you. And we have about 30 students with disabilities in the independent study programs as well. And Dr. Kalam is working with the coordinators and teachers, providing the best for them. Thank you, Dr. Kalam. And next up is Tracy Levin, our Director of Math Programs.
Good evening, everyone. So a few things I want to highlight for our math programs this year is I'm able to do site visits in person again and get into the teachers' classrooms and see the kids in action. And that has just been amazing to see the teachers' joy and the kids' excitement to be back in person in the classroom. So supporting teachers, not only virtually like we did last year, but also in person, and being able to do those coaching cycles with them and give them the feedback so that we can make sure our kids are getting the best instruction possible. Along with that is supporting our accelerated learning program, looking at, you know, how do we get our kids back in the classroom and learning at the level that they need to be at and at grade level. And so doing PD around that and follow-up visits and coaching around that as well. And then the last thing I want to highlight tonight is that I am still, you know, we're working on our math curriculum adoption project because our current contract does end at the end of the 22-23 school year. So we don't want to leave that to the last minute. We're going to really plan it out and get started this year and then have a strong recommendation for new math curriculum because we know that is a big need. And then I am going to actually present for Katie Mann because she is not here this evening, our director of ELA programs. But a few things she wanted me to highlight for you all is that she does have some updated numbers. She's been supporting the LEA EL coordinators with reclassification process. And at the time of doing the PowerPoint, it was 43, but now it's actually 57 plus English learners. And they have completed 25 initial LPAC assessments. She's been able to provide professional development to all the ELA teachers on learning acceleration during the symposium. And she's been training the new to MPS ELA teachers during the new teacher training so that we can get them all onboarded with the curriculum and programs that we use at Magnolia. And then she updated all the pacing guides and assessment timelines for the ELA courses so that she could reflect the needs of students and teachers as we accelerate learning and recover from the pandemic and school closures.
All right. Thank you, Tracy and Katie virtually. And our new to department coordinator, William Wilgray, will talk about the college career and TOSA.
All right. Good evening, everybody. I'm excited to be a part of this team with the new position of College and Career Readiness and TOSA Program Coordinator. So obviously there's two buckets there. So in terms of college and career readiness, I'm working with the college counselors at our secondary sites in terms of supervision, making sure that they're supporting students with their college choices, and also talking with a lot of different departments, having a lot of fun talking with all the stakeholders and developing a TK through 12 college and career awareness program so we can start those conversations early with our students. And then with the teachers on special assignment, as Mr. Jar mentioned, we have 8 currently. Hopefully we're gonna be able to add a couple more and really have some cross school collaboration. And that is gonna involve an instructional practice that we'll be able to see in the classroom. And then a whole bunch of Magnolia cultural events that we hope to see you guys at as we celebrate all the great learning that our students are doing across Southern California.
Thank you, Will. We'll have our new team member, Jason Hernandez, presenting in the next one as we are still working in the transition. And with Dr. Lopez, we've actually finished the onboarding and such. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to other accountability academic team members. Any other updates you want to give team members? David?
You kind of covered it all, Erdinch. I mean, with all the updates, the ADA, we have been working hard on Infinite Campus implementation, our new SAS, which is going successfully. We are syncing it with all our existing programs. So we trained the school sites on independent study. We updated them with all the new legal updates for this year. So trainings are going on. So it's been a really challenging year, but it's we are on top of it. So. Thank you.
Thank you, David. So I'll turn over to Jenny for any public or board members, questions, comments. Jenny.
Thank you. So before we have our committee discuss the item, I would like to ask the public if they have any comments. And if not, I would like to open it up to the committee members. You have any questions or comments on the item? No?
I just want to say thanks to everybody in the academic committee, every single person, and thanks for all the hard work, guys.
Thank you, Ms. Covaro. Yes, we appreciate your presence and leadership as well.
Thank you.
I'd just like to say thank you for the great presentation. It was very put together, very informative, and I like the briefing that was given.
Thank you, Diane. Ms. Gonzalez.
Well, since 2B progress update on CEO metric number 8 ADA rate was already embedded in 2A, that's it for our items. And before we adjourn, Ms. Gonzalez, would you like to say anything?
I'd just like to thank everybody for the work that you're doing and the good work that will be coming forth. I know this year, and I know our students are really going to appreciate everything that is being done with the new school semester and the new programs that we're planning on implementing in. So I'd like to say thank you very much. And at this time, I guess we can close our meeting. Am I correct?
Yes, we're correct.
Alrighty, so I'm going to go ahead and adjourn our meeting. It is now 7:14. Have a wonderful evening this evening, and I'll look forward to our next get together.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
A great
night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Night. Have a good one.
Thank you, team.